Hi, this is Diane Arnout. I'm a pediatrician at Cook Children's Willow Park, and I'm here to talk to you today about how to choose a good pediatrician. I think it's important to make the decision about your pediatrician sooner rather than later. You know, it just depends on if you anticipate any complications or if you anticipate more than one child at once. But most likely, you know, picking a pediatrician 3 to 4 months before you are scheduled to go into labor would probably be a good idea. The best way to know if your doctor fits your health plan is to schedule an interview with that person. Most pediatricians are pretty open to meeting with families before the baby comes, and you know, make sure you ask them questions about things that may be different in your health plan than others, like vaccines, or if you anticipate the child will have a genetic disorder. Make sure the pediatrician's comfortable with seeing those kiddos. But you know, there's never any harm in asking for an interview. There's many ways you can find doctors to interview as your pediatrician. You can ask your obstetrician if they have any recommendations for docs in your area. You can talk to your midwife. Sometimes I recommend families go to the hospital that they plan to deliver at, and hospital typically has a directory of doctors in the area who have privileges there. You can ask your insurance company if you want to find a doctor near you who accepts your insurance plan. And you know, a lot of people just ask friends and family. You absolutely can interview more than one doctor, and I recommend it. Most pediatricians, again, welcome prenatal interviews. As far as interviewing staff, like if you want to interview a nurse that you may be talking to on the phone, just remember that those staff members are really vital to the flow of the clinic, and if you want to interview them, make sure you give the clinic plenty of time to know and to schedule you early for that kind of appointment. I think the most important thing you should look for is see if you click with that person. If you feel like you're rushed or your doctor really doesn't take time to answer your questions, that's probably not the right person for you. And very important that you ask your pediatrician if they keep up to date with the most late, you know, with the latest medical advances. Some pediatricians have been doing this for quite a long time, and we all get different training, but it's really important to make sure you're staying up to date. I think it's really important to feel as comfortable as possible with your physician. If you don't feel like you can be yourself, or if you don't feel like you can ask questions, then you know, if your child's in danger or sick, you may not feel comfortable at that time asking questions either. Keep looking for someone you can easily communicate with. Make sure you find someone, again, that you can click with. The three most commonly asked questions I get from parents would probably be, you know, number one, if something happens to my child after hours, will I be able to speak to you or speak to someone on your staff for help? The second question I get a lot is, do I have partners at my practice, and will the families ever have to see the partners? And another common question is, which hospitals do I have privileges at? You know, hospital privileges means that a doctor is allowed to have patients admitted there, and the doctor is allowed to see and treat patients in that hospital. There's numerous hospitals out there, so most physicians pick one or two that are close by. But it's important to ask that at your interview. You know, there's a lot of questions that I feel parents should ask me that they tend to forget. One question is, are you board certified? I really believe that board certification is important. It means that your pediatrician is up to date with the most recent medical advances and the most recent treatment options. Another question that I think people should ask more is, what's your background training? Where a person trained changes, you know, how they treat patients. You want to make sure they come from a reputable residency program and medical school. And another question parents don't ask much of is, how comfortable am I seeing A, B, or C? You know, for example, am I comfortable seeing a former premature infant, a baby who had to be in the NICU? Am I comfortable seeing kids with asthma or ADHD or autism? Am I comfortable seeing XYZ chronic disease? That's really important to ask your pediatrician, and you shouldn't feel nervous about asking that question. Being a part of a major health network allows me to care for your child quickly and accurately. I'm on pretty close terms with numerous subspecialists in the Cook program. As a result, I'm able to contact them easily on my phone or via email if I have a question or a concern, and can easily ask them if they can see a patient sooner rather than later in their office. If a child needs to go to the emergency room, because I'm a Cook physician, I have access to the physicians in the ER and can call them and let them know what's going on so that hopefully the wait times won't be as long. And since I'm a Cook physician, I have access to all the Cook system files. So if a child is admitted to the hospital, I'm able to see what's going on and read the documentation of what's going on there and see studies that have been done. And that way the hospital and I can communicate very easily, which may be harder for someone to do who's outside of the network. Hopefully this was helpful. If you guys have any questions, feel free to contact our office. The number here is 817-441-5412.